looks really old.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
This wonderful April showers Sunday morning. Welcome, my name is Gail. Some of you know I'm about 15 miles from here. It's 12 miles from Galvin to my house up Lincoln Creek. It's a junction of Manners and Lincoln Creek. The county finally had good sense to make the directional signs, the little skinny signs, because the big signs like this people shoot at. Yeah, it wasn't too fun walking up there to get the newspaper or something when they didn't deliver it, and to see bullet holes in the directional sign. We did look below that, I guess the bullets would go above, but it wasn't a comforting feeling. Well, I have to tell you a little story. I don't know how many of you believe in, just happenstance or whatever, but I was a little later than I wanted to be this morning because my son, who has been playing golf in Palm Springs this past week, had a story about his flight. On the way back, he met his friend at the airport, and his friend flies all the time because his business just has a client here and there and everywhere. So he gave Chris a first class ticket, and he took the other ticket. And so so Chris sat next to this lady. He said he thought she was in her 70s, and of course they struck up a conversation. And in the process of the conversation, he learned that her son had passed away at age 42 from cancer. And they were talking on about other things and such, and he said, well, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but what was your son's birthday? August 9th. So that's Chris's birthday, August 9th. And then he said, what do you think my friend's birthday is? It was August 9th. So he asked her, well, have you ever met anyone before, aside from your son, with the birthday of August 9th? And she said, no. So there you have it. And my son's names are Chris or Christopher. The only time he ever wrote that was in kindergarten. And now you can't read it at all. And I have my other son is Wade. Well, there's a guy in the newspaper who's accused of a serious traffic incident of vehicular manslaughter. His name is Christopher Wade. So they better, drive nice. So with those stories, we'll proceed with our service. Our service of hope this morning. The Spirit of God dwells in me, and I am made perfect. The Gospels tell a story of Jesus entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey, welcomed by crowds spreading palm branches and even their cloaks in his path. His followers found hope of liberation from oppression. Today, a new order of things begins in my life. Like the crowds welcoming Jesus with shouts of Hosanna, I welcome a renewed awareness of I am, my Christ nature. In this awareness, my hope of release from limitation is realized. The Spirit of God dwells in me, and I am made perfect. Anchored in spiritual peace, wisdom, wholeness, abundance, and harmony, I am grateful for ever-expanding realization of God as my source. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. For my hope is from him, Psalm 62:5. And if you'll join us, please, as you stay seated in surely the presence.
Amen.
If you'll join me, please, with the opening statement together.
There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good.
Next, our welcoming song, number 159, for which you may stand if you wish, and following the song, we will greet one another.
I made it last time. My first one time, I'm down with you. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning.
All right. Just let the day get a little longer. Morning again, Vern.
Good morning.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
I know, good stuff.
The first announcement I have is for our newest member, Joyce Merrick. Thank you for joining us and bringing your music with you. We truly appreciate
you
and
the music and everything else to bring.
It's wonderful when our newest members come with this music that they bring to share with us. I'm so excited. Any other announcements?
Coffee Rest Stop is the last, it's Memorial Day weekend again. And that's the 24th and 25th.
Of May.
And I'll bring a sign-up sheet next week.
Okay, all right, so thank you.
Although, you know, if you want to pinpoint one beforehand, let me know.
Okay.
A spot.
If you really don't want one of those late night ones.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of fun that time.
Tom?
Also, just to remind people, we're doing the special meeting to vote on approving the revised bylaws and to elect our board alternate position. That's
those
what
are
I got.
The main things.
Those are the only things. And then we have a
that's
board
meeting.
That's
all we can talk about.
That's it. That's all we can talk about. Also, Cindy informs me, do you want to do it?
Oh, no way.
That she brought in some items of Deanne's that she would like to share with the congregation. There's gloves and that are very small for small hands. And other things downstairs.
Quilt? More to come.
Yes, and more to come.
If you don't want it, I'll take it to Goodwill. I just want to offer it.
Okay, thank you for sharing those items. And anything else?
No pressure, guys, but Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May. Expecting breakfast.
Second Sunday in May, fellas.
Okay.
I know, they always pull that off so well. They do.
I think we're going to start planning now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the week before.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, from your program, please join me in the Unity Statement.
We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
Our song of joy is on page 183. If you'd stand for that, please.
I am the radiant life of God, I am, I am, I am. I am the radiant life of God, I am, I am, I am. The health of God, the strength of God, vitality, energy, vim of God. I am the radiant life of God, I am, I am, I am. I am the wonderful love of God, I am, I am, I am.
And our reader this morning is Sherry. Well, today is Palm Sunday, and you know, we study the Course in Miracles, and there is a reading in the text called Holy Week. This is Palm Sunday, the celebration of victory and the acceptance of the truth. Let us not spend this Holy Week brooding on the crucifixion of God's Son, but happily in the celebration of His release. For Easter is the sign of peace, not pain. A slain Christ has no meaning, but a risen Christ becomes the symbol of the Son of God's forgiveness on Himself, the sign He looks upon Himself as healed and whole. This week begins with palms and ends with lilies. The white and holy sign of the Son of God is innocent. Let no dark sign of crucifixion intervene between the journey and its purpose, between the acceptance of the truth and its expression. This week we celebrate life, not death, and we honor the perfect purity of the Son of God and not His sins. Offer your brother the gift of lilies, not the crown of thorns, the gift of love and not the gift of fear. You stand beside your brother, thorns in one hand and lilies in the other, uncertain which to give. Join now with me and throw away the thorns, offering the lilies to replace them. This Easter, I would have the gift of your forgiveness offered by you to me and returned by me to you. We cannot be united in crucifixion and death, nor can the resurrection be complete until your forgiveness rests on Christ along with mine. A week is short, and yet this Holy Week is the symbol of the whole journey the Son of God has undertaken. He started with the sign of victory, the promise of the resurrection already given him. Let him not wander into the temptation of crucifixion and delay him there. Help him to go in peace beyond it, with the light of his own innocence lighting his way to his redemption and release. Hold him not back with thorns and nails when his redemption is so near, but let the whiteness of your shining gift of lilies speed him on his way to resurrection. Easter is not the celebration of the cost of sin, but its end. If you see glimpses of the face of Christ behind the veil, looking between the snow-white petals of the lilies you have received and given as your gift, you will behold your brother's face and recognize it. I was a stranger, and you took me in, not knowing who I was. Yet for your gift of lilies you will know. In your forgiveness of this stranger, alien to you and yet your ancient friend, lies his release and your redemption with him. The time of Easter is a time of joy, not of mourning. Look on your risen friend and celebrate his holiness along with me, for Easter is the time of your salvation along with mine. Sharing. Our meditation song is number 321, for which you may stay seated.
Jacob's ladder.
In your program, you will find the affirmations. If you will say those along with me, please. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. Since this is the second Sunday, this is our alternate Lord's Prayer, which I now need to find.
Maybe it's inside your hand?
This. It's our progressive Lord's Prayer, which you'll find in the front of your hymnal. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. She almost has a bachelor's degree in education. Please welcome D'Erica.
Center for Positive Living in Centralia. Is that you?
Yeah.
I missed you guys. I missed you guys last month, and I want to say thank you to those who sent thoughts and prayers for me when I was absent. So thank you so much, and all is well. I told Susan, this week when I got an email that showed everyone that was going to be a part of the program this Sunday, I told her that I was ecstatic about the message. So I've been kind of floating on that word, ecstatic. It just feels so fun to say. And so, yes, I got really good thoughts when I was preparing this. So, yes. Okay, this morning... This morning, I'd like to talk to you on the topic of the four agreements. Some of you may know them, some of you may have forgotten them, some of you may not know them at all. But that is the topic this morning. I want to talk to you about the four agreements. Now, before I talk to you about four agreements, first, what is an agreement? before I talk to you about four agreements, first, what is an agreement? Agreement is defined as accordance, opposite of discord, so accord, accordance in opinion or feeling, perspective, manifestation, beneficial contract, gain in both worlds or two parties, balance, fruition, unity, alignment, and consistency. Those are some words that can describe agreement. So when we hear and talk about the four agreements this morning, be looking for those things, those opportunities for beneficial contract or balance and unity, alignment. All right? Okay, here they are. Take a look at them, guys. Never assume. Be impeccable with your word. Never take anything personal. Always do your best. Now, before I break into these, I do realize that some of them are worded in a bit of maybe a hypocritical phrasing. For example, the never assume. We don't know if it's possible for a human being to live a life where they never assume. We do know that it seems to be more common that people do assume. And so I realize that that's there. However, I would like to bring out through the Spirit, through my teacher, the Ruach, this morning, I would like to bring out some information, some points about why it might be necessary to assume less. And what is the message in an agreement that says to never assume? What is that beneficial contract that we talked about in the definition of agreement? Are you guys with me?
Yep, yeah.
Good. So let's break into the first one. Never assume. When I was looking and studying in this, assume, a person that is frequently assuming has an underlying notion somewhere that things are to stay the same. This is very important. As I meditated on this, I realized how important this is. A person that is frequently assuming, in the mindset to assume, practicing assumption frequently, has an underlying notion somewhere that things are supposed to stay the same. That things aren't going to change. But things change all the time, especially if you are in spiritual and positive living. Always expect increase. And so the root of this word, when I looked at it, assume, in the origin of the word, it has a root meaning in its origin, to take away. And I thought about that, and it makes sense, because when you're assuming something, arriving at your own conclusion about something, you take away from the authenticity of what is really there. You take away from natural order or the fact that's in the situation because you've decided to use your choice of conclusion. And so realize that as a spiritual and positive liver, we are growing up in Christ. The body of Christ is growing up. As believers, we are growing into and developing into beautiful and amazing things, living out our purpose. And so things change, and we should expect change. When we assume, we could get ourselves in what's called a fixed mindset. And that can be very negative because it prevents growth. It's against growth. It doesn't anticipate growth, doesn't believe in growth, doesn't see growth in a dark or ungrowthy situation. And so assuming, be careful with assuming. How can we think about this in an applicable way? How can we apply that? How can we assume less to get that benefit, those benefits of being a part of change, manifesting change, innovating change? How can we assume less? Here's the magic that I felt when I was reading through this. It's gonna sound really simple, but I'm proud to say this as a becoming teacher. Ask more questions. Ask more questions. There you go. Build them up. Ask more questions. This is really beautiful, and I found a scripture that I want to share with you guys. It just really goes with this. It's really beautiful. And let me see. Here it is. It's 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. It says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith." This is a really interesting idea to think about adding to your faith. Not assuming that things won't change, not being at a fixed level mindset, satisfied with whatever you're living in, not expecting more or reaching for what's called the high calling in God. But adding to your faith is a beautiful thing to even bear that in mind. Add, you can add to your faith. That's the opposite of take away, the assume. Add to your faith. Look at all these things. This scripture talks about adding to your faith. I about lost it. I go, wow. I thought faith and virtue was cool, but this shows adding to that more. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Look at that growth. Isn't that beautiful? Growth and developing spiritually, positively, that competency that's developed there, the glory. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So this is a really beautiful thing. And when we assume, when we practice a fixed mindset, we miss out on being able to add to things. Even if you do know, even if you do have that right to assume because you're qualified and you have the experience, you've been around a long time, so you know at about 4 o'clock, Johnny's gonna do this and Susan's gonna do that and Carl's gonna say this. Even if you do know that, and even if it happens, add to what you know. Add to what you know, assume less, ask more questions. If you put me in a room with someone who has $20, and I have 20 questions, I bet you I can get more stuff in life with my 20 questions than he can get with his $20. That's how powerful questions are. One of my questions might even be, can I borrow $20? Ask more questions. There's so much out there to know, and there's so much room to grow. This is just another scripture, and then I'll move on to the next agreement. But this is another scripture and that supports asking. And asking is spiritual principle. It is law. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And so I just speak that to you guys and recognize there's no ask and then stop. There's no seek and then stop. There's no knock and then stop. There's just ask. I recently, some of you know, I've been open with a situation that happened to me, and it was terrible. It was terrible. And I had to find my way. I had to find my grit. I had to stand on my truth. And doing that was hard, but something that got me through a really tough situation and got me to be able to have the opportunity to innovate new philosophy in a school was questions. I asked a couple questions. One of them was, what does this mean? And it changed things. And so I really would encourage you guys, ask more questions. Let's look at this one. Be impeccable with your word. Now, these four agreements, they seem to be very challenging, right? You have your never assume when we assume a lot. And this one, be impeccable with your word, which means you actually have to think about what you say. and when you're saying it, and why you're saying it, and who you're saying it to, what you're saying it for. Be impeccable with your word. Let's look at the word. I want to say something about that word, impeccable. Here it is. It's meaning of good character, good morality, good intent, good in general, graceful, intelligent, victorious, powerful, making a difference, honorable, cherishing, accommodating, thoughtful, creative, of light, impeccable. You could do all that with a word. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. This is excellent thought to put into practice. Be impeccable. I love that agreement. Be impeccable with your word. It's a challenge not just to say good things, but to be outstanding. I mean, to be, when you say something, people get help. When you say something, you edify somebody. When you say something, you change things. When you say something, people heal. When you say something, you inspire someone. Impeccable. Impeccable with your word. It's also a way of being resourceful. Some of the things we ask for and some of the things we need, we can start to create with our words. So keep that in mind. That agreement, be impeccable with your word, is also a reminder to not be the opposite of impeccable with your word. Also a reminder to not be the opposite of impeccable with your word, which can cause depression or anxiety or fear or trouble or pain or negative self-talk, things that are destructive if you are the opposite of impeccable with your word. Okay. I accidentally skipped to the next one because I thought my definition of impeccable was there, so it's already there. The next agreement, which is kind of funny, never take anything personal. And now, have you ever taken anything personal? You know? So this is another one. It's like, man, okay? You can apply, you know, practice to develop this, you know, the beneficial contract that's in the agreement. But it's a challenge. Never take anything personal. Ever heard someone say, hey, nothing personal, man? Yeah. Okay? Never take anything personal. It's not about you. Life is not always about you. And when we take things personal, we involve ourselves on a level that can cause ourselves harm. We involve ourselves on a level that we have chaos or we are not in a balance when we take things personal. I have this picture here because this is the agreement, never take things personal, is rooted and centered in direction. When you're on your path, your soul journey, your spiritual living, your spiritual positive living, and you're taking those steps and you're going forward to your destiny, and you come across a situation where you get involved personally, you might hit a detour. It's very likely that you will detour because you've got involved personally. You've taken your mind off of your end goal. And now you're involved personally, thinking, with your emotions, conceiving that things are about you and against you, tearing down your self-talk, your self-concept. So be careful to take things when you get in a situation and you feel like you want to start to take it personally. One of the things to think about is, am I moving forward in this situation where I could be taking something personally, or am I moving backwards? What's the pattern? Is the pattern moving forward, or am I moving backwards? That's one good indicator of whether or not you might be taking something personally if you're moving backwards, is your pattern, or if you're having a lot of negative self-talk, if you're judging yourself a lot. And lastly, on the never take anything personally, don't become too attached. Let things go. Again, we are to grow up in our spiritual life and reach high levels of glory that God sees for us, that God has in mind for us. And so some things just don't come along at phases in the journey. And so don't become too attached to temporal things. Never take anything too personally. Don't hit a detour. And lastly, always do your best. Always do your best. Have you ever heard someone tell their loved one or a little child, just do the best you can? Maybe you've said that to yourself or to someone else, just do the best you can. What do we mean when we say that? Here's some thoughts. Try. Just try. Think positively about it. Believe in yourself. Something good, something you do will be good. Maybe not all of it, but something you do will be good. Do that. Get as far as you can. Do your best. One thing that's good to know about this agreement is that we all have a best. And that's very positive. You have a best. The person that needs to see your best the most is you. The more you see it, the more you become it. So keeping in mind this agreement and remembering to apply your best in situations, even if it's challenging, even if it takes more energy, even if it takes longer amount of time, always doing your best. I want to say some more on that one. Thought frequency. You can set yourself up at a higher thought frequency if you've done your best with enough consistency. And I'm going to say that again. You can set yourself at a higher thought frequency if you've done your best with a certain amount of consistency. That's delivering. That's overcoming things that are strong enough to hold you down at times. Then you rise above that at a higher level, at a higher thought frequency. That's delivering. And it comes through that perseverance, that breakthrough. You've broken a habit, or you've broken a mindset, or you develop a skill set because you were consistent in doing your best, trying your best, applying yourself. Believing in yourself. Always a good reminder to believe in yourself. So always do your best. And lastly, I love this thought. This one I'm about to share with you. I love this thought. God is watching you. God is watching you every day throughout all the choices. And when you're doing your best and you think no one sees you, when you're doing your best and you're finding a cool part of yourself that you think you're going to apply to grow later, you're finding a good piece of yourself and you're wondering how you can develop that piece more, when you're really thinking your best and you're really doing your best, God sees you. Not only is he happy about it, but I want to share this scripture with you that I think is very powerful. But without faith, it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is. I want to brag about God real fast. He's a rewarder. I know a lot of times there's so many names for God, there's so many characteristics of God, and so we get to experience all of them and enjoy all of them, but one of them that we don't mention a lot, I don't hear it a lot, is that he's a rewarder. If you're really out there doing your best, you don't know what God has in mind to bless you with. I think that was for me. If you are out doing your best and you believe in yourself and you're applying those principles, you're applying God's word, your prayer, your meditation, you're believing in him, you're trusting him to take care of you, you don't know how he's going to bless you. At any point, you don't know how much he loves you, that he wants to bless you. He wants to give you great things, and you may be doing your best, and you feel like, man, I've been doing my best for a long time, and I feel like nothing's happening. Or I'm just struggling more, I'm doing my best, I'm just struggling more. Keep in mind that God's mind about you, he's more concerned with your eternal destination, your soul, your development of your purpose and your character and things, qualities like that. And so you may not see the progress, or you may not see that your best is going to get you somewhere good, but it is, the Bible says things work out together for your good. It could be working out with something else and working out for your good. And so, sorry, my tears. It's just that, wow. Because, man, I'm telling you, God's blessed me. And I just, it's been by faith, taking those steps of faith. And he will bless you. Always do your best. Okay. All right. I think I said it all. So, thank you for the blessed spirit, God, and let's move into a quick meditation time. Be grounded in the body. And let's breathe deep. Inhale. Exhale. Another breath. What do you see when you think of yourself applying the four agreements to your own life? How does that look for you? Never assume. Be impeccable with your word. Never take anything too personally. Always do your best. So it is.
Thank you. I think she was wanting to practice being a judge, which is her long-term goal, because she has her gavel there. And something to strike the gavel on. So we need to support her toward moving to be the best judge in any judiciary system. I don't know about y'all, but I've discovered that actually mornings are the easiest to do my best. And then as energy fades, I still do my best. It's just not quite as good as it was earlier in the day or maybe earlier in the week. It's okay though. It's okay. Still doing my best. It is time for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all as in divine order. Amen. The prayer of protection you'll find either on the back of your program or on the wall. Let's say that together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God washes over us. Wherever we are, God is and holds us well.
So I thank everyone who helped make our service fine service this morning, and let's all join hands for our peace song.